This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we've got a great guest. Carlinville Mayor and former State Senator Deanna DiMuccio is in studio.
I've had a chance to talk with you for a while.
I know. It's always great to have you here.
I love being here.
And we're going to have that conversation coming up right after this. So grab yourself a cup of coffee, pour yourself a glass of juice. Our conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, it is our mission to provide the families of this area with caring, compassionate, and professional funeral services, and to assist them as they celebrate the life of the loved one they have lost. At Plummer Funeral Home, we provide families of all faiths and cultures with respect, compassion, and comfort as they mourn for their loved ones and come to terms with their loss. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott here with you, our guest this week, Carlinville Mayor and former State Senator Deanna DiMuccio. That's hard. Calling you mayor is still hard to...
I know.
It's been so long calling you state senator, and now you're mayor.
Right.
Deanna, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Tobin. I know I still get called senator quite a bit, and that's okay, because once a senator, you're still a senator.
Right.
And I always say, people will ask me, what should I call you? And I said, just call me for dinner, you know, so... So the titles don't mean anything in the end of the day.
Let's talk a little bit. We mentioned you are a former state senator. Do you miss that aspect of it?
I do. Matter of fact, this is the end of April, going into the first part of May. This is where it really gets intense, and this is where you can really, get down to the nitty gritty, because May is always that last month of the session, and that's where everything happens, and that's where you want to make sure you get your bills in and get your bills out and get them to the governor's office. And that excitement was always very prevalent in May, although you were extremely tired by the time you got reached June. But you always worked for your district, and you always made sure that you got everything done for your district.
I got to send kudos to our current state, Andy Menar. Mm-hmm. He has done a tremendous job representing this area. Mm-hmm. He's got a bill going through the Senate right now.
For education
mm-hmm. reform. Mm-hmm. That says a lot right there. And if he can pull this through, that's a major win under his belt.
Funding, of course, is going to be his big problem there when it comes to the education, I think. Mm-hmm. Of course, funding is always the issue, and the disparity between downstate and upstate, upstate meaning Collard County, Chicago. Mm-hmm. And they always have been able to get more money. It's their districts, of course, are more in... financially stable, I guess, and financially have more dollars up there than what we do here down in poor Calhoun County or some of the southern counties that we have. And so, again, that disparity has always been. I hope it works for him. It's a huge issue, and I know Vince was always a big education person. Myself, I was on the education committee. I started the... several different commissions out there while I was in the Senate. So education is really huge, and particularly for downstate.
And it's sad to say that it's that consolidation word is becoming more prevalent, and it's sad to see it at this state, but it's there and it cannot be ignored.
Well, even when I was in the Senate, Tobin, it was a C word that you didn't want to use, but at the same time, when you have small rural communities mm-hmm. that are unable to field a football team or field a basketball team, and the only other way you can do it is to consolidate, with another school. Mm-hmm. Bus transportation is huge. Transportation issues are huge out here, mm-hmm. particularly for the rural districts, when you have to go many, many miles. In Magoopin County, we did have North Mac. We had Vernon and Girard to consolidate. That is working out well. You even get down to the name of the mascot,
mm-hmm. That's
in
these
schools.
It's the toughest thing to kill.
It's the toughest thing. And there's the old adage that once you turn the lights out in the community, mm-hmm. the school lights out, that the community is never the same. And, we know that, and because we've seen some communities dry up in terms of people wanting to move to a different school district. And so it's a tough word to use, but,
Definitely prevalent.
It's prevalent.
You mentioned Vince.
Yes.
That's hard to believe, 10 years.
10 years ago, Sunday, the 27th, I was just sharing some stories here, and there's some really good Vince stories, after this time, this length of time. You never forget, you never mm-hmm. get over the hurt. But I can share some stories and laugh because they're typical Vince,
You were talking about one
at the funeral?
And don't cry on me here.
Oh, no, I won't.
At the funeral. And you had Mayor Daley.
Yes.
Who had a 12 o'clock appointment
in Chicago. Right.
And then you had the governor, who I could attest.
Right, was late.
Almost cut off my right arm when you introduced me to him in Farmersville.
Right.
Ended up showing up. And by the way, he was an hour and 45 minutes late to that press event.
Oh, yeah, in Farmersville. Yeah, I think he was about 8 minutes late at the funeral.
Right. And I'm like...
Oh, yes. It was
traditional fashion.
Yes. And, anytime you're dealing with politicians, mm-hmm. and, of course, I was standing there by the casket. We were waiting to go in for the processional. And I don't know if you heard me say or not, but Vince always had... when he arrived at the Capitol building, he loved to sing "Here I Am, Lord," mm-hmm. and that always gave everyone on third floor the heads up that Vince was in
the
building.
Boss
is in the building, and Jody, his secretary, and the girls there. He's there, and of course the processional that for his funeral was led by "Here I Am, Lord," mm-hmm. and everyone knew that, and it was kind of.
Fitting.
It mm-hmm. was fitting. It was Vince. But yes, we had a governor that his scheduler had given him the wrong time. He thought the funeral was at 10:30. We have a mayor back in the back that had a plane here at Litchfield Airport, and he had to be back in Chicago at 12. Of course, the governor arriving late. Okay, past 10, set the mayor on fire back there, okay? And he was ready to go at 10:01, if not 9:59, okay?
And they were sitting next to you, weren't they?
Oh, they were all there. Yeah, it was quite a show.
And those were two big prominent people in Illinois politics.
Right, two big prominent people. And, of course, neither one liked one another.
You don't mess with Mayor Daley because if you did, something might happen.
Yeah. But, but neither one of them liked one another.
They
all love Vince.
And it's hard to believe, 10 years.
10 years.
His impact is still being felt. If you're a Democrat running for... Macoupin County for an office, or even on the state level or something like that,
right.
You better have a DiMuzio name behind it to hold your own.
Yeah.
It's still prevalent today.
Yes, I still get calls. Matter of fact, I've had 3 calls here from local candidates or statewide candidates asking if they could use my name. As an endorsement or if mm-hmm. I would endorse them. It's still very prevalent, and I appreciate that. Vince and I both, I made the statement over the weekend. He always was humbled by the fact that a boy from Gillespie, graduating from Gillespie, could become the state party chairman and Senate majority leader. And I lived on a farm about 5 miles outside of Gillespie. Mm-hmm. And for myself and for Vince, being involved in state politics, we were kind of known as the team, mm-hmm. Out here. And then, to have this tragic mm-hmm. Death to occur, it set us all back here.
I mean, you'll think of the connection here, the DiMuzio, even Gary Hannig connection. That was prevalent for
many years. Yes.
That was like the tag team in this area.
Exactly.
If you want something done, you go to D&H and hopefully it gets done.
That's exactly right. And on the west side, we had Tom Ryder. Mm-hmm. And Tom Ryder, being a Republican, he again... Vince and he shared, and myself, even with Tom. The day that Vince passed, Tom and Peggy at the funeral, they were the greeters for at the church. Couldn't have found a more, they stepped up. Tom and Peggy spent several days and hours with me and Vince prior to his death while he was sick. You know, Tom and Peggy. Matter of fact, Tom had to go get some WD-40 and put some some oil in my cabinet doors because they were squeaking during that time, and it would wake him up, you know. Those are just little personal things, but, mm-hmm. you know, politically, we may have been on different
parties.
You know, different parties, but socially and when it came to representing our districts, we were all one.
And it's hard to believe, even to this day, that question, what would Vince do?
Yes.
Or how would Vince,
handle it?
And there have been times I've thought, with everything going up in Springfield, because I know it's not easy right now. It's never easy.
Right, right.
What would Vince think about this? And that's prevalent.
Well, there's been a number of issues that have come up that that have been handled. I know not in the way that Vince would have handled them. Okay, but I don't get a call. They don't ask how my thoughts. So
right.
So I keep those to myself. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm out of the Senate, mm-hmm. of course, when I was in the Senate, I was a little more vocal on those, and I think that kind of started. I don't think Vince would have done it this way,
mm-hmm.
and I would always get a. Okay, well, how do you think he would have handled it? You know, but that type of thing.
Let's talk a little bit. You've been mayor of Carlinville.
Yes.
This is, time flies.
I know it does,
my
Tobin.
Word.
Yes, you've been married how long now?
Seven months.
7 months, yeah. I remember. Yes.
You've been mayor of Carlinville for a year.
It's going to be a year this coming
May, isn't it?
May 7th, I believe. That's Vince's birthday.
How are things going with the city of Carlinville?
Well, I have to tell you that when I went in, after I was sworn in, it was a whole complete different, you know, it's a different structure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a municipal structure.
Budget goes smoother.
But the budgets do go smoother. Yes, I do. My budget will be ready to go on May 5th, Monday night, at the city council meeting. And thanks to our wonderful fiscal people, Claudia and Jody, our treasurer, and Claudia, our budget officer, and all of our departments, we'll have our budget ready on Monday night. But having said that, you know, I didn't go out to seek it. I was asked, you know, by numerous individuals to do it. I thought, well, what the heck, you know, I'll give it a try. And, you know, we had a really good election. But having said that, anytime you take over, you know, there's always things that you have to play catch up with. And we had a number of things we've had to play catch up with. We've had a TIF district that we've had to restructure. We've had to revitalize. We are trying to revitalize our plaza out there. So we've had to do a business improvement, that mm-hmm. type of thing, mm-hmm. Structure. We've done we just completed and passed through a comprehensive plan. It's kind of like our blueprint.
A shopping list.
Yes, our shopping list.
Of ideas, yes.
Yes, and when I went in, I had the Pathway for Progress. That was kind of my blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, we were able to spin off some of the things we needed to do. Water, of course, water and sewer is always a big issue. Most of our cities, Carlinville no exception, we have aging infrastructure. And so we're always constantly having something going on with water, sewer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we even sometimes have an occasional call in that our water smells a little fishy sometimes.
I think that's a common occurrence with any city.
I think that's a common occurrence, and we're trying to correct all these. So we have a good working team. We have a good street department, water department. I have excellent public works director by the name of Tim Massera, who's came in, started in June, and I've got a great city clerk, Carla Brockmeyer, and Jody, and Claudia, and then Darlene and Karen. So we have a good team.
The TIF district you mentioned,
yes,
that on that plaza where the Secretary of State's office is,
yes, or where, yes, okay, yes.
Yes. So that's going to be totally revamped and tried,
yes,
to,
yes,
get that's filled in a up
TIF,
again?
Yes, that's a TIF district. We put that in. We have the standard edition homes that are in the TIF district also. We have the downtown business, you know, that's historic. But what we're really right now, and it's just getting off the ground, we have, we've partnered very extensively with the Chamber of Commerce and also Winning Communities. We went through a very long, extensive kind of training to become a winning communities, and we have a large number of individuals, business individuals, and companies that are involved. And with Winning Communities, we've been able to, we've had Bob Rogers, who has stepped up to the plate. He wants to take on the challenge of the standard edition homes,
mm-hmm,
and try to revamp and revitalize them, kind of in the similar of Enos Park in Springfield, you know, where they've taken older homes and, mm-hmm, they've revamped them and revitalized them. So that's what we're doing for right now.
It sounds like a lot. And you mentioned infrastructure. That adds up fairly quickly.
Absolutely.
You could have a brand new spanking water plant,
right,
and you can go to the water plant, get a glass of water, it tastes clean as a bell.
Right.
But the lines going from that plant, and that if you're still dealing with 100-year-old lines and
exactly,
that, you're in trouble still. I mean, you still have problems.
You're right. And we're finding out that, well, of course, you're aware that we're getting a new Amtrak station.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to have some new lines to go under that, because, mm-hmm, a lot of our lines are not encased. Of course, the railroad wants them encased. So there's some dollars there that are being,
right,
spent. So you're absolutely right. Those some lines are only 3 inches. Some lines are only, you know, they're not. As our population has grown in the community, our lines sometimes are not able to handle. You know, we have smaller lines. It's not able to handle that. That's why you could have a problem.
And of course, that's not a cheap fix.
That's
you're
not
talking,
a cheap
you're
one.
Talking
right.
multi-million
you're right.
dollars.
Right.
The fix,
yes.
and it's one
right.
that it's needed,
mm-hmm,
but I could see citizens like, well, what's new? You
right.
replace pipes.
Right.
Okay, fine. There's no businesses. There's no
right.
this.
Well, nothing underground.
It's like one of those behind-the-scene type things
right.
that saves a lot, but no one sees it.
Well, and everyone, you're absolutely right, and when you're looking at grant writing or when you're looking at things, people want to see something that's visible.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to see that. They don't really care whether their sewer or water line is working underneath there until it goes out.
Right.
Until it doesn't work or until their water tastes. Until
they have to replace
okay.
the sewer line
or
and
until
then they realize it.
Right, until
yeah.
they realize it. We know we have an aging structure with infrastructure. In January, we put into place a 1% sales tax,
mm-hmm,
increase in our sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
We were at 6.25. We increased it to 7.25. I think Litchfield is maybe somewhere in that same
area.
Yeah. But you've had yours a little longer. We just put ours into mm-hmm. effect in January. We're just now seeing that effect in our sales coming into Carlinville. That has been put aside, and that is being designated as a infrastructure for the water. Hopefully we'll, over the years, be able to replace. But again, it takes a lot of time, long time to do these things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of time, and as right. what Uncle Ralph would always say,
yes.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Yes, and M-O-N-E-Y, and in the meantime, we're dealing with EPA regulations and rules that we have to have CSO, we have to have this, different things that we have to have. We're very, to just change the subject real quickly.
Go ahead.
We're very excited about the Amtrak.
Mm-hmm.
The new station, and the fencing is going up, the black wrought iron fencing coming in to Carlinville. And right now we have two closures. We have one on Nicholas. We have one at Reniger, that they are redoing the tracks there and getting the new arms down and getting that all ready. Starting June 1, if you're coming to Carlinville, I will give you a heads up right after school's out. They will be doing the West Main tracks right there at the Amtrak station and redoing all of that, putting in new lines, putting new sewer and water.
They'll be done by football season, right?
We hope. They hope to be out of there. And
I mean, that's a big issue.
That's
if they can't get to that
football
field on Friday.
So, yes, we can reroute you around, but it will not be the same as going down West Main to get to the football field.
To
the high school. But we hope to have it done. They're telling me by the end of September. Then after that, then we'll be ready to start on our new station.
And the new station will be where?
Right where
the old one is?
Right where the current one is? Right where the current one is. But it will take in that whole area.
Wow.
It's quite large. And it will have some amenities. There will be some amenities inside.
Sweet.
So we'll. I think there will be like 25 parking spots going down. So there will be some changes. There will be a tunnel that goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And Carlinville will be the only one right now that has a tunnel and an eastbound, southbound going out.
Wow, that's going to be good.
Right, and on the west side, we have a 500-foot platform that will be there. So it's going to be quite a little change for us.
That's awesome.
Yes.
A lot of good things heading to Carlinville. Won't be, I think, like, what, in a couple weeks, the Macoupin County Fair will be going. So you'll have a lot of people coming to Carlinville for that.
Yes.
And then next thing you know it, you've got...
We have Strawberry Festival. We have out at the Historical Society. We have a car cruise in that will be coming, that will be happening. We have just a number of good events. On any daily basis, and this is something probably many people do not know, since we are on Route 66, and we are the only Carlinville on Route 66 and in the state, in the country, I think, we have numerous out of the country visitors that come in. They fly into Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They'll either rent a bus or they'll rent a motorcycle rent motorcycles. And then start their tour of 66. And they'll stop in Carlinville. And we have, probably on any given day, we can have visitors from Italy, Australia, Scotland, you name it. We have them all over the place. And we love it. And, of course, we have several shops that specialize in Carlinville items.
We're out of time. We're running out of time.
Really?
Yes. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program. We'll definitely have you back on again.
Okay.
I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and I always appreciate it. Thanks, Tobin.
No problem. Right. And coming up next week on the program, Zach Weigel will be here. They're doing a bone marrow screening in Hillsboro coming up in June. He'll be here to promote that. So until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.